From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Floodwaters are cresting in Australia's third largest city, Brisbane. Nearly 2,000 streets are underwater. The city's downtown has been evacuated, and many homes and businesses are without power. These are some of the worst floods to hit Australia in a century. In all, 22 people have died. At least 74 are missing. NPR's Anthony Kuhn is in Brisbane and has this report.
Capsized boats, barges, and pieces of wharves drifted along the roiling brown currents of the Brisbane River. The flotsam floated past the eerily silent streets and skyscrapers of the central business district. Earlier today, police urged Brisbane residents in low-lying areas to evacuate. Some 4,000 of them made their way to evacuation centers, including resident Brian Knapp. He says he had already moved his furniture out, and today he had just enough time to drive through the water-covered streets to safety.
Around about midday, I heard on loudspeakers the police must have been going around saying, "You have to get out now." So I got in the car and just went down locally just to see where the water was, and it was covering the road just around the corner from us. So I went back home, told my wife. We got in the cars and probably just got through.
My house is underwater, completely underwater, like nothing, so there's nowhere else to go, is there?
Jessie Dangerfield is an expectant young mother, arriving at an evacuation center at a Brisbane stadium.
We were one of the lucky ones. Everyone thought that it wasn't actually going to happen, so we were just like, no, I'm out of here, I don't want to stay here. And then it kind of felt like we were like trapped because we didn't know where the high ground was, and it was just scary.
Things certainly could have been more chaotic and deadly. Brisbane has 2 million residents, but they're not densely concentrated. Most residents heeded police advice to get out. Only one case of looting was reported, and the city has adequate resources to cope. Anna Bligh, the premier or governor of the northeastern state of Queensland, predicted that on Thursday, Brisbane residents would awake to see unprecedented damage to their city, although, she noted, perhaps not quite as apocalyptic as predicted.
Brisbane has had a slight reprieve with the peak tomorrow expected slightly lower, but nevertheless an event that is going to devastate the city with some anywhere between 20 and 30,000 people affected.
Bligh added she was confident that Queensland's battered economy, including its key mining and agriculture sectors, could bounce back quickly from this major setback.
We're a large part of the Australian economy, and we're seeing some of our major industries catastrophically affected. The coal industry will take several weeks and in some cases months to get back to full production.
Meteorologists pin the blame for the floods on La Niña weather patterns in the Pacific Ocean. 2010 was the third wettest year on record for Australia, and the wet season still has 2 months to go. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Brisbane.